All right, then, Mark. It's your 1 to 11 of players you've played against.
Yep.
But not necessarily the best players, but personal sort of battles you've had.
Yeah, I just wanted to do it through experience, through my own experience, that when I've come off the pitch and sat there and thought, I've been taught a lesson today, to be honest. Not from midfield players, anyway. But goalkeeper is Peter Cech. We was 0-0 against Chelsea once, and he saved my penalty, which killed me after the game. But every time I played against him, I just thought, what a goalie! You know, he just the way he commands the box and stuff, and just really stands out.
Most important position on the pitch? Do you
think? I mean, I think you can see it with Arsenal now. I mean, the amount of times I've watched him and the amount of goals he's saved, one-on-ones, and just. I think he's definitely worth 10, 15 points a season for sure. Right back is Gary Neville. Because I remember playing against United and he wasn't in, I don't know whether they had a Champions League game, but he wasn't in the starting lineup. And we was on top, I think it was, we were winning 1-0 and they got injured to their, I think it was Wes Brown or someone, and he come on and completely changed the game from right back. On the ball, his ball's into the front man. I think he set up a goal, and it stands out in my mind as to change the game from right back is a bit special,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, top
right. The two centre backs I'm going to go for is Rio, and I don't know whether Mercer will agree, but I'm not quite sure how to spell it, but
I won't be able to spell it.
you're spot on.
Rio Koscielny. Only we played Arsenal in the beginning of the season when we beat him 2-0, and he played against Sacco, and Sacco's quick, strong, and I just thought he was phenomenal that day. I think he's got everything. I've watched him loads on TV, and. I think he's
unsung
top
hero, isn't he?
Yeah,
for
he
Arsenal.
Is, for
he's
sure.
One of them. He needs to play, doesn't he? He's the one with the pace and the positional.
For
play.
Sure, yeah. And I just think he's great for Arsenal because I think he complements Mertesacker really well, and I just think he's a top player. He's also really good on the ball, and Rio just speaks for himself, doesn't
probably
he?
Probably one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
At the time.
So and then left back, who has punished me for something silly before, is Leighton Baines. When I got sent off and he put two free kicks straight in the top corner.
Did you deserve to go?
I did win the ball, but it was a tackle from behind, but I'm always going to say that. So, but yeah, from that result, I just scored a penalty and we was 2-1 up, and from that resulting free kick, he bent one in the corner, top corner, and then I think about 10 minutes later, he bent one in the other corner. So, and I just think every time we played against him, he's so clever with the ball, he's crossing and everything. Is really good. The one that's going to stand out for me the most is this fella. Two guy. When I was a young kid, I played against Blackburn, and he taught me an absolute lesson how to play midfield. I was young and arrogant and thought, oh, he's got grey hair, I'm going to get in and around him and try and rat him, and he add me on a bit of string for 90 minutes. So I'll never forget that. I always tell people about that.
Because you wouldn't expect...
No, because obviously, I love Steven Gerrard. I love... I think Frank Lampard is one of the best goal-scoring midfielders the country's ever seen. But personal experience, I'm going to have to go for him. The other fella is...
You put the next two in together?
Yep, please. No problem. Modric and... yeah. Scholes. They speak for themselves. Scholes is, in my eyes, the best player that we've seen in the country's seen in a long, long time. Modric, I played against him at White Hart Lane. same as two guy. You know, first 10 minutes, you feel like, well, you probably had people ratting you. To be honest, you ain't done the ratting, but you try and get close to someone. You try and get close to someone and give him a kick and let them know early doors. But for some reason, this fella always knew I was coming 10 minutes before I knew I was going to get there. I love watching him from Madrid, the way he plays with the outside of his right peg, and I just think he's a great player. Mm. This is, as I say, from my own experience, the players I'm going to go for in the middle, Rooney. It just winds me up every time I hear people get on his back, you know, the press and everyone. And I just think from what he's done for the country and for United, he's phenomenal. And if I was him, I don't know. To be fair, I don't know how he puts up with it, with the criticism he gets for what he does. I mean... still at where he's now, what is he, 30 or something, he's still the best player Manchester United have got in my eyes.
People have short memories, don't
they? Yeah, of what he's done for the game, you know. I just think he's a top player. And
just hitting form, a big loss.
2 months he's out for.
Yeah, I know, obviously, it's the same thing with the country being half devastated because of what he brings to the team, not only as a player, but obviously as the captain of a lot of young lads in the team now. So hopefully he can get back fit. Next one is Torres, and I'm going to go with, on the other side, I'm going to play three up top, main strikers for some mad reason, and Drogba.
Start with Torres, tell us why he was so good.
Because every time I went to Anfield, he scored an hat-trick, I think, when he was playing. and he even at our place, I mean, them few years he was with Liverpool, I mean, he was just unplayable in points, and the ball used to come into him and his first touch off. And you only really realise that when you're playing against a centre-forward as a sort of defensive midfield player, when the ball gets whipped into him and you think, I'm going to snatch this. And they just, their first touch and the way they play it out to the wingers. And he was his finishing when we played up there was phenomenal.
Like when we're watching on the telly and we're watching from a distance, how quick are these players? How quick are they?
Obviously, I watch a lot of football, and the TV never does it justice. Even when you're live at a game, it don't. When you're playing and the ball's getting smashed into him, and he got a big ginger up his back, and he's trying to knee him and headbutt him from behind him. He just was so strong, and he was just a top player in my eyes. I told you, and the same with Drogba. I mean, he just always seemed to score against us, and whether it was with his feet or his head, and he just used to obviously grab the game by the scruff of the neck as a centre-forward. And I just thought, as I said, playing against him and watching the game while we're playing and thinking, he's a special player, you know. And
did you love and do you love playing against those sort of players, or would you rather they weren't on the team sheet?
No, you want to play against the best, because that's how you test your ability. And I can assure you, I've played against the best. Obviously, like the likes of Ronaldo and Gareth Bale, and as I said, Gerrard and Lampard and players like that. But and they are top world class players. But when I've the memories I've got as a player, these are the players that stand out in my eyes.
Brilliant team,
brilliant,
everybody.
Brilliant.
Thank you. Brilliant.
Thank you so much, Mark.